If you know Tati Ruxman's middle name, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I am your pal and puppy host, Darian. And when I return, we're going back to Sunday, March 24th, 1985.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, junked, funked, shimmied, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Tati Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yeah.
It was Sunday, March 24th, 1985. Ah, the glorious 80s, back when the average income was $32,944 a year. You could buy a nice 3-bedroom house for $100,800. Bill Collins was at the height of his peak, and he had a number one with One More Night. Ray Charles crossed over from jazz to country and teamed up with the great Willie Nelson, and the two formed a duet with the number one country hit, Seven Spanish Angels. Berry Gordy crossed over from music to film and produced the action film, The Last Dragon, which debuted in theaters at number four. But debuting at number one, Paramount Pictures' horror film, Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. And that's all for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, if Kit from Knight Rider is so smart, send them to the drugstore for me. Let's meet again tomorrow for another 80s flashback.